you go places enough, you're going to be told that there is no peace. Peace is not here, but I beg to differ this morning, that there's peace with the child of God. There's peace in a believer's life. There's peace that passes all understanding. There's peace when you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. A person that never has peace in their life, they need to make sure that they know Jesus and Him alone. Luke chapter number 2, and we'll begin reading this morning in verse number 8. And as I ask you to stand, as we reverence the reading of God's Word, my shepherd is the pathway to peace on earth. The Bible says in Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Luke chapter number 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, and here's where I want you to look for just a moment. What did them angels say? What did them angels, that's what's been stuck on me, the peace. What did they say? They said, glory to God in the highest. Because He's born, glory to God in the highest. Only way He could be born of a virgin is glory to God. Amen? Whew. And on earth, peace. And on earth, peace. If you got turmoil in your life right now, that's not of God. Peace is of God. Peace is of God. Look what He says. Whoa, glory. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 10, verse 25. Here's what I want to preach. Peace on earth. How do I get that peace? How do I know that peace? How do I experience that peace? John 10, 25, the Bible says, John 10, 25, and Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep, hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Brother Jerry Gabby, in your prayer you said. And I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. This ain't Baptist doctrine, this is Bible, amen. Let me get an amen right there. This is Bible. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Father, I love you and I thank you that you are the pathway to peace this morning. Lord God, if anybody's on any other road this morning, that on that road of peace that you provide this morning, I pray that the next few moments that you speak to their heart in a mighty way. Father, that song says that loving my Jesus, the greatest thing is to see the ones that we love loving you. And Father, I pray this morning that on your birthday, the birthday of Jesus Christ, Lord God, the day that He come into this walk of life, not the day that He came into existence, because He is the Alpha and the Omega. Father God, He is the beginning and the end. Father, that's who you are this morning. You had no beginning. You had no end. But for Him to come to this walk of life that we may have eternal life, it started on Christmas morning. Lord, I pray right now that you bless these next few moments. You take your word and you let it go into the discerning of the thoughts and the mind of the people that's here down into the morrow this morning, Father. Lord, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for Calvary and I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And once again, I want to say, happy birthday, Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. The pathway to peace on earth. The pathway. pathway to peace on earth. I want to share this with you. The money you have will not bring you peace. The money you have will not bring you joy. The money you have will not bring you happiness. I want to say to you this morning, what you do for a living will not bring you joy. It will not bring you peace. It will not bring you happiness. The gifts that you open this morning or that you will open, they will not bring you peace. They will not bring you happiness. They will not bring you joy. There's only one thing that will produce joy in a person's life, and His name is Jesus this morning. If you're most men miserable this morning, just get you a double dose of Jesus. Can I get a witness? This morning I see that as we look into my shepherd, we see that Jesus Christ, He is that pathway to peace this morning. If you want peace this Christmas season, you've got to get on the path that Jesus is this morning. And as we walk down that pathway to peace, we see that Jesus, He is the door. And once we enter into that door, who Jesus Christ is, we do not enter into a religion, but we enter into a relationship with Christ Jesus. We're not a religious bunch here. We have a relationship with Christ Jesus. Can I get a witness? We have a relationship this morning. This morning, I'm not just married to my wife, but we have a relationship this morning. And this morning, I want to show you in the Bible what kind of relationship that I have with Jesus this morning according to the Word of God. According to the Bible this morning, my pathway to peace, my relationship is with Jesus Christ. And in verse number 20, I want to say to you this morning that I have, and if you're saved this morning, you have a personal relationship with Christ Jesus. It's personal. You will not get to heaven on Momo's salvation. You won't get, woo, glory. You won't get to heaven on Papa's salvation. You won't get to heaven on your husband or wife's salvation. It must be a personal relationship this morning. That's why this morning I'm so excited to be here on Jesus' birthday. Ain't you? Hey, I got a personal relationship with Him. I know Him. He walks with me and He talks with me along life's narrow way. And this morning in verse number 27, I love this morning. If this morning, if you're betting on what you're going to do to get to heaven, and if you say, if I keep doing this and I keep doing that, you can keep doing all you want to do and it won't get you nowhere. Hey, but I got good news this morning. Once you've been to the cross of Calvary and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that seals your way to heaven this morning. Amen. Oh my goodness, he said in verse 27, it's a personal relationship. Look what he says. He says, my sheep. He didn't say some other shepherd's sheep. He said, my sheep. That's as personal as it is. He says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. He said that personal relationship this morning. He said, my sheep and they know my voice. I thank God this morning that I know His voice, don't you? You've come in this morning needing a word from heaven. And if you need peace this morning, I've got what you need this morning in the Bible. If you're walking this walk of life in your good works and what you can do, you're going to come up short. Hey, but if you'll just walk behind Jesus and let Jesus lead your life, you'll never come up short and you'll never come up without peace in your life. This morning, he said, it's a personal relationship. Number one, he says, my sheep, in verse 27, they hear my voice and they follow me. If you have a hard time following Jesus, you make sure you're a sheep this morning and not a goat. If it's hard to follow Jesus right now in your life, you make sure you're a sheep and you're not a goat. He said this morning, my sheep hear my voice and they know me and they follow me. A person that's born again and got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I want you to know they have a desire in their life to follow Jesus. Amen. That sheep wants to be close to that shepherd. That sheep wants to be with that shepherd. And when that sheep gets to wandering and he starts wandering away, don't you think for one skinny minute that that shepherd don't know where that sheep is? Hey, he don't scratch his head. Hey, he don't wonder where he's at, Brother JD. He knows where that sheep is. He knows where he's went astray. And the Bible says he'd leave the 99 to go get the one. I thank God this morning when I get out and I get to stray, I don't have a relationship with you that'll bring me back. My relationship this morning is with Jesus Christ this morning. And it's personal this morning. Amen. Oh my goodness. You say, get excited about it. Man, I got a personal relationship with my wife. Amen. And if you talked about my wife or ridiculed her or talked down to her or done any of them things to her, I'd be upset, wouldn't you? Oh, but this morning, I'm going to tell you what, the relationship I got with her ain't nothing like the relationship I got with Jesus Christ. Man, He reads my mail every day of my life. It is a personal relationship this morning. But I want to share with you something else. We're not in a revival. We're at Jesus' birthday. Amen. It's personal though, man. This morning is personal when I got up. It's a personal when I went to bed last night. It'll be personal when I die. My wife got a little pink house coat for Christmas deal. He got a little house coat for Christmas. And I got up this morning. I was pushing Ryder around in that little thing he got. You know what I'm talking about? Little Flintstone car. Man, it was cold. I was cold. And she said, put this little pink gown thing on. I got on. Hey, you know what? Anybody else, I wouldn't have put that little pink thing on. It was made out of wool or fur or something. But I wrapped that thing. Look at Sister Tanya back there. Brother Eric must have had one on this morning. You know why I put it on? It was personal. Hey, she done had it on. Hey, she done had what I needed and she had it on. She seen I was cold and she put it on me. Hey, maybe somebody in here this morning. Hey, he's trying to get personal with you. You've come in all dolled up and ready to go. Hey, but I want you to know it ain't your birthday. Hey, I want you to know it ain't your Christmas. It's his birthday. It's his Christmas. And this morning I want you to know it's personal. And when you get to that place in your life, hey, you'll wrap up in what he has for you. He has the best for you. He has cares for you. He wants you. He wants a relationship with you. And if all you want out of him is religion, I want you to know you won't find it here and you won't find it in heaven. There won't be no religious group in heaven. You know who's going to be there? Them ones that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? The ones that's got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the ones going to be in heaven. That's the ones that's the sheep to the shepherd. But I see something else in the text. Boy, I'm telling you, not only their personal, a personal relationship, man, how personal it gets. But I see number two in verse 28, it's a permanent relationship. It's permanent. You know why we don't believe in salvation being permanent? You know why we don't believe that? You know why people don't? I believe it, but you know why people don't? Because nothing in this life we live in is permanent. That's why. All your life, somebody tells you they love you, then they walk out on you, they treat you bad, they go do what they want to do or whatever, and there you're left. You made me a promise, but you ain't upkept your end. Can I say to you, Jesus upkeeps his end. He said not only that pathway to peace, you can have peace this morning, he'll never leave you, never forsake you, he'll never leave you alone. Glory, hallelujah. That's the kind of relationship I got with him. It's personal, but it's permanent. It's permanent. It's been written down. Look what he says in verse 28. Boy, I love this. And I give unto them, how long is eternal? Forever. You know why you can't believe eternal half the time? You've never seen forever. You know how you can see eternal life? You got to walk by faith, not by sight. Well, if he was saved or she was saved, they wouldn't be doing that. You don't know their heart and I don't neither. You don't know what's going on in their life and I don't neither. I do know this though. Jesus Christ said that I have a personal relationship with my sheep and it is permanent, the relationship that I have. That's why he came and died, bled and died on an old rugged cross because we was all sinners in need of a Savior. Amen? For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Look at this, that permanent relationship in verse 28. Here's what he says. He says, I give unto them eternal life. Not temporal, but eternal. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I don't know about you, but that is peace to me. That is peace in my life. A peace that passes all understanding. The most miserablest Christian you'll ever find is that Christian that believes that they'll lose their salvation if they step here or if they step there. You know what? That's your step. That's not his step. The blood of Jesus Christ is what saved me from my sin. Nothing else. This morning, his birthday is more than just a little old birthday. I want you to know that birth was important. That birth was important because what we could not keep, what we could not do, what we could not live, where we could not go, what we could not pay, that's when he was born of a virgin. That's what he took. He took our sin debt. He took our sin penalty. He took everything upon him at that moment in his life. And for 33 years, he walked this life. And then they come to get him. And you know what he said? He said, Father, forgive him. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You know why? Because he even wanted a personal relationship with them soldiers that crucified him. He wanted that relationship and he wanted it to be permanent. That's what he wanted. And this morning I got good news to tell you. That relationship can be permanent this morning if you'll call on the name of Jesus. He says, number one, it's eternal life. It never perishes. You can learn from that shepherd. Turn with me if you will just quickly. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 13. I'm going to share this with you. I'm talking about a personal relationship. But a permanent relationship. While you're turning there, I kid around all the time. I said something one Sunday in here. I said, if Kyler's around, that's my daughter's man friend. I said, if he's still around at Christmas time, I need to know before I buy a present. Y'all know what I'm saying. Hey, you got, I hope it ain't this dead at y'all's house. Son, we live life. We was playing Rook yesterday. Wesley sitting across the table. Yeah, we play cards at home too, by the way. And Kaylee and Kyler was on teams, and I was their partner. They was losing. We was losing bad, Brother Roy. And I'm a sore loser. And she made a bad move with a card, and I said, hey, pay attention. Daddy, I said, listen, either pay attention or get up, whatever you want to do. Wesley swung around there and he looked. If you're my partner, either pay attention or get up, whatever you want to do. You let them slide there. What you going to do when life gets real and life gets tough? That's why people are in the shape they're in. They're not paying attention to the Word of God. They're not paying attention to what God tells them to do. If you can slack in one area of your life, it won't be long. You'll slack into the other area. You need to be what you need to be for Christ Jesus no matter what you're doing. And I want you to know that this morning. You say, you're tough on her. I'm not. You think I'm tough. The world is tough. They'll eat her up. They'll kill her. They'll take her life. He ain't come to give us life. Satan's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Keep pampering them kids. Keep pampering them. Keep pampering them. You know what will happen? The world will eat them up. They'll swallow them up. Brother Cade, I guarantee you, son, you've been through it being to boot camp, ain't you? You've been through it. They didn't pamper you, did they? They didn't pamper you. Your daddy don't pamper you. Your mama don't pamper you. You know what? I thank God for that this morning. And Jesus Christ, He don't pamper us neither. He don't. Man, I tell you what. I opened presents from Kyler yesterday, and I got this tie. Y'all see that tie? And got me a little hanky too. Expensive little hanky. To not do nothing but wipe spit. But it's a present. First present. Listen to me. I don't know what it costs. It don't matter. The price don't matter. The price don't matter. I've got some expensive gifts in my life. And I can't even tell you what they are. But I can tell you gifts that are priceless. I can tell you gifts that are priceless. This morning, can I tell you I got a priceless gift in my life? You say, you sure do take Jesus seriously. I got a relationship with Him. I mean, we're in it together. And that relationship that I have is personal. He paid a price that I may have a personal relationship with Him. And that it may be permanent. 1 John 5:13. Brother Eric, you there? Eric Cruth, you there? You read it last Sunday. Read it again. That you may know that you have eternal life. Satan's trying to tell you in here what Jesus Christ did in your life, it wasn't good enough. If it was, you wouldn't keep doing it. Listen to me this morning. Greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. And we'll move on here. I don't want to stay here all day, but I want to move on here. That pathway to peace, number one, I say it's a personal relationship. Verse 28, I say it's a permanent relationship. But in verse 29, I see 28 and 29, I see it's a protected relationship. Not only is it personal, not only is it permanent, but I see it's protected. And I want you to know what your salvation is protected by this morning, by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's protected by the blood of Jesus. It's protected by the hand of Jesus. Look what He said. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. No man going to pluck that out of my hand. So, preacher, I don't know about that. I'm telling you Bible this morning. You listen to me, Bible. If you could save yourself, why did He be born of a virgin, go to the cross and die? If you could keep yourself and you could do good enough to keep your salvation and you could live perfectly, why did He do what He had to do? He had to come that we may have life and we have it more abundantly. And He's never gave nobody eternal life that He ain't protected it. Not one person He's ever gave eternal life that He's not protected it. He said, I give unto them eternal life. And He said, I put them in my hand. And He said, no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's, out of my hand. Look what He says here. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. This morning, the reason I get so excited and the reason I can stand and preach and not have to worry about what anybody thinks is when He took me and He took my life and I became a relationship with Him. And by the way, His hand's bigger than mine. Amen. His window's bigger than my window. You know, I pray for this church all the time that He'd prosper you. I don't pray that you lose your job, lose everything you got, and go broke. I pray He prospers you. I pray He'd open His hand up, Brother Jake, and pour it on you and Savannah like never before. That ain't how you work and what you do, but it's what he's put on you, the favor. Favor ain't fair neither. Y'all know that, don't you? When you walk with Christ Jesus, favor ain't fair. A lot of people don't understand that. Favor ain't fair. Before, man, I get running away from God, doing not what I want to do, flat on the tire on my truck. Man, I'm telling you, everything goes wrong. Everything goes haywire. Get in line with God, you run a donut for 3 years, never go flat. Favor ain't fair. I can't help it. Favor ain't fair. But he said, I'll tell you what I want to do when you give your life to me. Not only is it personal, not only is it permanent, but it's protected. He said, I'm going to put it right there. And he said, I'm going to put it right there in that palm of that hand, that nail-scarred hand. And he said, if you don't think that's enough, if you don't think that's enough, he said, I'm going to take that hand and I'm going to put it in the Father's hand. He said, if you don't think it's enough, this morning, if you don't have no peace, I want to give you peace. I don't know what's going on in your life, but listen to me. If you're saved, you can have a peace that passes all understanding. Your salvation is in the Father's hand. In Jesus' hand, and it's in the Father's hand. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is the reason I got peace that passes all understanding. Man, there's things happening at our home just like it does your home. It does. But the reason I got peace that passes all understanding is that when I slip up, he don't. When I mess up, he don't. When I let go, he don't. Why? I'm going to show you the last thing here, why he doesn't. We are protected by the blood of Jesus. We're protected by the hand of Jesus. And we're protected by the word of Jesus. I want to give you this. Turn with me to Titus 1:2. And we're fixing to go home. But I want to share this with you. You know that God cannot lie. And that verse is quoted around here a pretty good bit. But do you know what he's telling that he can't lie about when he quotes that verse? When he quotes that verse, do you know what he's talking about? Who in here believes God cannot lie? You say he cannot lie. Okay? Titus 1:2, talking about that protected relationship. In hope of eternal life. What's he talking about when he can't lie? Eternal life. That's it. You know what Titus told him? He said, hey, listen here, son. God cannot lie. And what he's been telling you about eternal life, about that birth is eternal. That birth brought him from heaven to earth, but that birth didn't start him. It brought him from the glory world to this world, but that wasn't his beginning. That was his earthly beginning, but that wasn't his beginning. And look what he says here, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, he promised it before the world began. Before the world began, he promised that. And this morning, say, preacher, how do you know that? Because it's a perfect relationship. It's perfect. It's perfect. Look with me back to the text, and I won't close right here. Not only is it personal, not only is it permanent and protected, but it's perfect. The relationship is perfect. I tell people all the time, they say, well, I ain't perfect. I say, no, you ain't perfect, but your salvation is. Your salvation, because see, your salvation, it ain't about you holding on to it or nothing. Your salvation's in heaven. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's in the hand of the Father. It's in the hand of Jesus. It's perfect. If it wasn't perfect, you wouldn't get in. That blood sacrifice is what's that birth. In 33 years he walked and died on the cross. Buried and rose again. That's what's getting us to heaven, believing that blood. Look at this. That perfect relationship in verse 30. I, talking about Jesus, I and my Father are one. That relationship doesn't get no better. He says, I and my Father are one. You're in my hand, I'm in the Father's hand, and we are one. And that relationship doesn't get no better. This morning, I want to share this before we close and go out. I just want to share this. To get up and come to the house of God on Christmas morning was no thought in my mind. To the child of God, there's no thought to come to the house of God this morning. To come here for his birthday is no thought. Why? Because I have a relationship with him. He's a 7-day-a-week relationship that I have with him. It's every day. It's a relationship that I have with him every single day of my life. And it's so personal to me that, man, it's changed my life completely. And if it ain't changed your life, it ain't very personal. If something ain't personal to you, you could care less about it. You let it hit home, and that's when you start caring. And to know I got a relationship that is so personal between me and God, but yet he can have that same relationship with Brother Brent, Sister Kim, Brother Kevin, JD, Sister Holly, all the way through here. Natalie, Hagen, he can have that same relationship. But every relationship he has with everybody in this room is the same. It's personal. I can't live it for you, and you can't live it for me. But every relationship he has with every person in this room, every believer that's called on his name that's in this place, it's not only perfect, but it's permanent. And not only is it permanent, but it's protected. It's protected. If you're living any other way than that, you don't have no peace. That's what brings peace. To know that the relationship that I have with Christ Jesus is perfect. Because he's the one that done the saving. So, oh, preacher, I love him. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. Nobody in this room went seeking him. He went seeking you. He said, I've come to seek and to save that which was. This morning, if you're lost, there's no better time to give your life to Jesus than on his birthday. This right here be his earthly birthday, be your spiritual birthday. I don't know about you, but I thank God for what he's done in my life. I told my wife last night, I said, I don't want to overdo it, don't want to underdo it, don't want to do it. I said, what do you do on his birthday? Is that just not enough? Right? I mean, that's enough. Just knowing it's his birthday. This morning, if you don't have a relationship with him, I pray you get one. And if you do, cherish that relationship. It'll do so much for your life. It'll change you in a way like never before. As the ladies come. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for the relationship this morning. That pathway to peace that passes all understanding. Lord, how I could be headed to hell and call on your name and headed to heaven. And over the years, old Satan tried to bring up, you ain't good enough, you ain't done enough, you ain't. Father, can I ask this in Jesus' name? Shut him up. Can I ask that in Jesus' name? Father, shut him up. Every person that he's speaking to in this building right now, Father, in Jesus' name, shut Satan up. Shut his mouth this Christmas season. Bind him up and get him away from this church, these believers, and everybody in this room. Father, the relationship we have is with you, not with him. He has no business talking to us. Please, we're your sheep. We're not goats. We're sheep. We don't have no business listening to him or him even talking to us. We want to hear your voice. Father, we've got up this morning and we've come to your house to hear a word from heaven. And I pray when we leave this place that we have a peace on earth that's in our heart. Not a believer in this room should have to wait till we get to heaven to have peace. Because you said there's peace here. Where you are, there's liberty and there's freedom. Bless this time in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand.